Now, on the line now, I have Vicky Cheeseman from Rotherfield St Martin, which is a community-led charity based in East Sussex aiming to prevent isolation and loneliness among older people. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Wow, so I'm just going to turn you down a little bit. Our levels were very, very high there. We heard clips from you throughout the programme, some thoughts on you on the process. But tell us about how your charity operates and what you do.
So Rotherfield St Martin was set up 20 years ago to combat isolation and loneliness. So that started just with conversation over tea and cake, but the charity has now grown to provide daily services to not only combat isolation and loneliness, but to provide practical support and help. For example, we take people to their medical appointments. We can help with form filling. So basically, we've become a trusted friend to older people in our community.
Absolutely, because you hear so many stories, don't you? And we've had a few texts in this morning about people sort of living in fear of being scammed and text messages. And it's a very different, complicated world to perhaps one that they grew up in. So you're working now in a rural area with a large percentage of older people. What particular problems do they face kind of geographically as well?
You're right, we are very rural. We have quite a limited transport service. So again, sort of trying to get to medical appointments can often be a problem. We live right on the border, actually, of Kent and East Sussex, so medical appointments can be across two or even three counties. So that makes it quite challenging for older people. Other things we're seeing with the cost of living is people really worried about how they can afford food, and do they choose to eat, or do they choose to sort of heat their homes? And often people will come in, they've received their post, and they just don't understand the letters they're receiving, the forms they're being asked to fill out. And they're not online, often, a lot of older people. So we're there to sort of help them sort of hold their hand through that process of getting what they're entitled to.
Which seems so essential, doesn't it? When you think of it like that, that trust, like you say, is the definitive thing, isn't it? Yeah. And you mentioned cost of living. How are you helping people through this particular cost of living crisis? I mean, you say, you know, helping them make a choice between sort of heating and eating. I mean, it seems terrible, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, on a very practical level, once a week we have a lunch club. So we provide a hot home-cooked meal, a three-course meal. So that's on a very practical level. But also we're now producing on a monthly basis a Money Matters newsletter. So one of my colleagues, she researches everything that people are entitled to. And we help to make sure people can claim those allowances that they perhaps don't even know that they can.
Absolutely. And what do you make of the Age UK helpline in Sussex being under threat? I mean, it's terrible news, isn't it?
It's absolutely awful. I mean, if an older person, they need to speak to people. They may not have family and friends to turn to. So it's absolutely vital they can pick up the phone and speak to somebody, whether that's to combat their isolation and loneliness, or it's to help them with a practical issue.
That's right. Now, I know that you're with Betty at the moment, aren't you?
I am.
You could pass the phone over to Betty, who's in her 70s, knows only too well the problems that people can face later in life. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning.
Morning, Betty. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on The Breakfast Show this morning. It's lovely to speak with you. Tell us a little bit about your own situation. How did you find your life changing as you got older, and what sort of challenges did you face where you're living particularly?
Well, I was widowed quite early at 58, and then my only daughter went off to Australia. And really, without Rotherfield St Martin, they basically, you know, saved me. You know, because I do not have a computer, so I can't cope with things like that. So, you know, I turn to them for help.
Absolutely. And you also have decided to start volunteering for them. So you must feel like it's an absolutely essential.
Definitely. I wanted to obviously put back to St Martin or give back some of what I had. And having gone through being left alone, I, you know, knew what it was like to be lonely. And I don't drive, so Rotherfield St Martin have helped me, obviously, with transport, everything. You know, they're just there 24/7.
Absolutely. And I find the modern world pretty overwhelming at times. And I suppose I'm one of the last generations that had a childhood without technology, but it's certainly been a big player over the past 20 years or so. I mean, do you sometimes think, I don't even know where to start with some of these things you're asking me to do?
Oh, yes, definitely. But there again, Rotherfield St Martin have now set up a group once a month where I've been helped with my iPad and I can now FaceTime my daughter and, you know, we just meet and it's like a one-to-one.
Oh, lovely. And that's harnessing that the brilliance of technology, isn't it? The good bits about
it. Oh, yes, because I'm absolutely terrible. But already, just with that guidance, I can now on my iPad, you know, get hold of my friends and my family.
Oh, lovely. And what would you say to anyone who's thinking they might be able to help? I mean, we're talking about a helpline with Age UK that's under threat because of lack of funding and the cost of living crisis. I mean, these really are such important things, aren't
yes.
they, for people? What would you say to someone who's thinking of maybe donating?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they are so essential.
They
you
are.
Know, especially when you are someone on your own, if you've got nowhere to turn to. You know, they are just such a vital part. And there are so many older, lonely people.
Mm.
And, you know, here in Rotherfield, we are isolated, you know, as such. We have a very restricted bus service into Kroger. You know, I go up to do shopping occasionally and the last bus back is like 1:30.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, so
it's bearing all of that in mind, isn't it? And what a fabulous service they provide.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Mm,
I mean, whatever, when we, you know, it's a water shortage, we know there'll be water outside our door, power cuts, hot food arrives. They're absolutely amazing. And that's why it gives me such pleasure to be able to help and put something back now.
I agree. Betty, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's lovely to speak with you and have a wonderful rest of Thursday, okay?
I'm off to the lunch club, so it will be lovely, I know, for my £5 three-course meal and coffee.
Ladies who lunch, I love it. Have a wonderful time.
Yes, thank you.
All right, much love. Take care.
Thank you. I'll give you back to Vicky.
All right, thank you so much. Well, we spoke to Betty and also to Vicky Cheeseman from Rotherfield St Martin, so I think we can establish what an amazing work the charity does. Any text you'd like to add into this conversation, please feel free, 81333, starting a message with the word radio.